Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And tonight, we'd like to welcome you to a very important and very special program, Laboring Together to End Violence, the Child Abuse Awareness Forum, for this Monday, October 19th, 2020. Now, your facilitator for this forum will be Apostle Zeta Flowers. But before I turn the program over to her, I am going to open us in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this opportunity to go out over your airwaves and to educate, equip, and empower and encourage your people. Father God, I just pray your blessings down upon this program. Bless every speaker that will come forth. Bless every piece of information that will go out. Father, we pray that you would prepare the hearts and the minds of your people to receive this information, so that our children might live a more abundant life. Father, you have called us to protect our children, to love our children. And Father, we want to make a difference and let those who have been victimized or violated know that there are some of us in the faith-based community that love them, that care about them, and we want to see the hurting end. So, Lord, just bless us as only you can. Have your way, Father God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And now, my brothers and sisters, your facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Apostle?
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I've been looking forward to this. It's a touchy subject, but it needs to be discussed. It needs to be talked about. We don't need to be silent about it because it has become an epidemic. And so we need to make people aware of what's going on and continuing to go on because it's not getting any better. And so as Bishop Shirlene has stated, that we want our children to be protected. We want them to be protected. We care about their health and their well-being. And we know that it's not always like that with children. Some are raised very well. Their parents are taking good care of them and seeing that they are not hurt or harmed, but oftentimes it's missed. And because children are so innocent and oftentimes will look up to almost any adult person, they are often victims. And so we want to make this awareness go out so that parents, caregivers, pastors, other spiritual leaders, teachers, officers, and so on will get it, that we need to protect our children. Bishop Shirlene and I both are mandated reporters, as they also called us first responders, to things like this when we know about it, because we are mandated to report child abuse if we know of it. Just wanted to make that known, that sometimes we have to not just be concerned about it and be in prayer about it, but sometimes we have to take a step that a lot of people don't like to take. But if it can help a child, save a child, prevent a child from continued abuse. And I just want to mention the different types of abuse. I will talk about, just mention some of them, because there are others that are going to be sharing tonight, and then I may come back with something else. But just want to bring the awareness. And first of all, I want to just let you know who I am. That's not so important. But the ministry name under this is Laboring Together to End Violence. And I started this, I think maybe it was 2001, had actually started it before then. But as far as actually starting an organization, it was in the early 2000s. And it was to make aware of child abuse, because a lot of times children are hit, cursed at, kicked at, knocked around, and things like that, and people want to call it discipline. That is not discipline. That is hurting. And oftentimes it can be very traumatic, depending on the nature of the abuse. And it is hurtful for them. So that was why it was put together, to educate, to prevent, and that was to happen by means of counseling the individual victims as well as families in crises, educating through conferences, workshops, seminars, forums, also going into the schools, both elementary and high school so far, and other areas as well, churches, county offices, and so forth, just to make sure that people are aware of the abuse and not just thinking of it as discipline, because there is quite a difference in abuse and disciplining a child. Also helping them to later to be help them to cope through what they've been through, help them through their grief, because sometimes there's grief that goes along with that. Also loss of trust. I'm just naming off some of them. Okay. The other thing is to collaborate, was set up to collaborate with others, other agencies, other churches, of course, churches, to collaborate with them in trying to help with the prevention part of this. Okay, so that's just a scam of I wanted you to know what it's all about. The first proclamation on National Child Abuse Prevention Month actually was in 1983, and the proclamation was made by President Ronald Reagan at that time. So you know that's been quite a long time, 1983, and this issue was still going on and even worse. This organization was also put together for the sake of child abuse, domestic violence. That's where it began, with domestic violence, child abuse, sexual abuse, rape, as well as human trafficking, and definitely child trafficking. So those are the ones that that we deal with. Okay, now I have the date on the last proclamation was done in March of this year, 2020, the National Child Abuse Proclamation was done then, and I'm not sure who by. Okay, so that's just a little scam of what I do, and try to have others also involved with it. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and have the first person to come forth. And I just want to say right now, early on, that I'm not sure if Dr. Aynisha will be with us tonight. That was the plan, but I didn't get back to her, and I found my note on that today. So that could be the very reason why. All right, but I will be talking to her. She got a, I sent a message. Okay.
Amen.
So at this time, I'm going to ask our first speaker, and that is Tina Brown. She's going to share her part of what we're presenting tonight. Tina Brown,
amen.
Are you ready to come forward?
I am here. Yes, I am. Good
evening. All right.
Evening,
all right. Well, you come on ahead and share with us what's on your heart. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. Well, praise be to God, to Bishop Sherlene Cook, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle Michelle Scott, and the Spirit Alive Ministries for having this forum this evening on this very delicate but important topic. As Apostle Zeta just mentioned, my name is Tina Brown, and I am blessed and honored to be one of your guest speakers today.
Amen.
As Apostle Zeta said, today our topic is about child abuse. Being a survivor of both child abuse and sexual child abuse myself, I know firsthand how this form of abuse can impact a person's life for the rest of their lives. I know firsthand because it happened to me, being a survivor. The majority of children that experience severe child abuse, such as I have, suffer from PTSD. So we need to think of that. If we're abusing our child, we can have cause our child to have long-lasting effects in their lives. So I'm so blessed to have a very close relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He has delivered me time and time again from this bondage. I'm in constant prayer about this topic, and I'm an advocate for children about this topic. And I truly believe that the Lord can deliver us from this if we come to Him on a daily basis and give Him our burdens and let Him guide the way. So I'm going to start off with a few verses from the Bible. So get your Bible out, please. And turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. So we're going to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 10, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. At the time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them and said, I tell you the truth, unless you become like a child, like this little one, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little one like this child in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned into the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man who they come from. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter the life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into the eternal fire of hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our children are gifts from heaven. Now I'm going to go to Psalms 127, verse 3. Psalms 127, verse 3. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Offspring, a reward from him. Children are a heritage from the Lord. An offspring from him. Hallelujah. Our children are gifts from heaven. They're precious gifts from heaven. Precious gifts from heaven. If our children are precious gifts from heaven, then to me, the biggest sin would be to abuse one of God's children. Now, wouldn't it? What is the meaning of child abuse? Child abuse is when a parent or a caregiver, whether through action or failing to act, causes injury, death, emotional harm, or serious harm to a child. There are many forms of child maltreatment, including neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, sexual exploitation, and emotional abuse. Now, if our children are God's greatest gift to us, then what gives us the right to harm these precious, innocent children's spirit? What gives us the right to cause lifelong injuries to our children? Our children are here on loan from God. We have no right to harm them in this way. He has blessed us with these beautiful and precious beings. And as Jesus said, it would be better to have a great millstone fastened around your neck and be thrown into the depths of the sea than to harm a child. What causes a person to abuse a child? Why would someone do this? Well, it could be a number of factors. A person's history of being abused or neglected. Physical or mental illness such as depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. Family crisis or stress, including domestic violence, or material conflict such as drug addiction or alcohol abuse. Being a single parent, perhaps, and doing everything on your own could cause such things. Brothers and sisters, I urge you right now, if you are harming a child or you know of someone harming a child, stop. Stop right now. Either turn these people into the authorities, go to your pastor, go to someone, tell someone you need help, and most importantly, turn to Jesus. Turn to our Lord for guidance. He will help and guide you. What we do and say to a child can have lasting effects on a child for the rest of their lives. Our children are precious gifts from our Heavenly Father. We are very blessed to have them here on earth. You know how many people cannot have children and want a child so badly, but they can't have a child. They can't bear a child. And here we are on this earth, and we moan and groan, oh, can't wait till this child's 18, and so forth and so on. And if it wasn't for this, and if it wasn't for that, that is horrible. That is not God's way. Lord Jesus, I pray right now, if anyone is listening today that may be harming a child in any way, that you reach down into their hearts, help them, Lord Jesus, help them. Help them know that this is not your way, and you do not condone this behavior whatsoever. Show them the way to you, Heavenly Father. Show them the way to you. And whatever's hurting them, that's making them harm children, help take that pain away so they stop hurting our precious children, Lord. Okay, I pray. I pray, Lord, for all the children out there right now who are being abused at this very moment, who are being taken, who are being abducted, who are being abused sexually, physically, mentally. Lord, put your mercy and grace on these children. Stop these people from hurting our children, our precious children, who are gifts from you, Lord. Who are we to abuse a child? If we abuse a child, then we're abusing you, Lord. Help us. Help us to not abuse children. Help those who are in need of knowing you, Lord. Remove our children, our precious children, from these types of abusive environments. Touch and bless all these precious children that are going through this. Help remove them. Help them have courage to stand up and speak up if something is happening. Make sure as parents that we are telling our children no matter what, we will always be here for them, and they can always tell us anything, no matter how big, no matter how small, and how it is not appropriate for someone to touch them in a way that is not appropriate. And that it's okay to tell. It is okay to tell someone that you are being abused. It is okay. Lord Jesus, I just pray right now that you help us with our children and that you help us reach other people to know that this is not your way, Lord. We are not here to abuse children. We're here to bless children that you blessed us with. And we're so thankful, Lord Jesus. We're so thankful for this ministry so that we can reach people and we can help people, because we know your way is the only way, Lord. And we want to just give you all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you to Bishop Shirlene, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Apostle Michelle Scott for having this forum today. And I pray to God that whoever is out there needing help after this program, you can talk to Bishop Shirlene Cook or Apostle Zeta Flowers. They will help you. They will help you. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Save our children.
Amen.
That was good.
That was so beautiful. Now, she brought out some very, very good points, and she let us know that children are a heritage from the Lord. Hallelujah. That's, we all came from Him, and we all have been little children. And so, you know, we come from Him, and so there's no reason that they should be harmed. A child shouldn't have to hurt being a kid. Praise God. So Tina's an advocate for children, as well as other kinds of abuses and domestic violence and all of that. So we just thank the Lord for her coming forth and sharing what was on her heart. And I could feel that it was truly from the heart.
Amen.
She sent out a plea, hallelujah, to help the children. Praise God. And so we
hope
that the listeners heard that, because we are to help them and not hurt them. Praise God.
Amen.
So I'm not going to try to go back to everything that she said, but at this time, we're going to call on our next speaker for now, and that will be Evangelist Michelle Scott. She is going to come forth and share what is on her heart concerning children and abuse.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Zeta.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me to the forum, and thank you so much, Bishop Sherlene Cook.
Bless you, baby. Bless you.
You're welcome. So today we're talking, like Tina said, about another one of those, you know, hard subjects, and I too am a survivor, and I work with survivors, children, and adults that were once children that are now adult survivors. You know, today we faced the sadness of small children that are, you know, as young as infants. And recently, there was a 10-month-old that was physically and sexually assaulted. And the sad thing about it was that she was sexually assaulted by her father. And her father not only raped her, but he bashed her head in and killed her. Now, after he raped her, bashed her head in, and he wasn't sure if she was dead, so he went and Googled, how do I know if my baby is dead? How do I know if the baby is deceased? How do I know if the heart is not beating? How do I know if the baby stops breathing? He went on Googling all kinds of things for about an hour before he finally decided to call 911. He texted two women, and then when the police came, they arrested him. Long story short, he's on bail for $1 million, and this happened a week ago in Philadelphia. Now, yesterday, there was a young disabled 18-year-old who was caught while in class, because, you know, the classes are virtually now, and he was receiving oral sex from a minor.
Oh, my Lord.
It was caught because the teacher was just about to tell the class to go off live. Because, you know, some of the teachers, they don't care if you don't show your face. Some of them let you keep a picture up. He had his camera on, and just as the teacher was about to say, you can put your picture up, she looked and she saw the little girl between his legs. She immediately called 911. The excuse was he has an impulse, a sexual impulse.
Oh.
Keep that thought. There is a tremendous law that needs to be changed. Now, not only am I an advocate for children, am I also an advocate for the disabled. So there is a problem here. Although this young man is disabled, and I'm an advocate, like I said, for children also, the law that needs to be changed is there's a sexual deviant law that says that if a child is the same age as another child, then there's no crime committed if it's sexual. How do I know? Because I've been in court with kids before. If it's same sex, only if it's same sex, it's not a crime. So if it's a 5-year-old and she commits a sexual act with another 5-year-old, no crime has been actually committed. If there's a 5-year-old boy on another 5-year-old boy, there's no sexual crime committed. So it's the same with this. When they say he's 18 year old, he's disabled, he has an impulse, he's disabled. Yes, they arrested him, but he has an impulse. Okay, so this is the problem. Yes, he's disabled, but now what do we do as a country? What do we do as a people? How many people are going to start saying they're disabled? How many sexual deviant men and sexual deviant women are going to start raping our babies and saying, I'm mental? We cannot let these people get away with this. We have to not just start waiting every 4 years to go out and vote. We have to go out and vote in our primaries as well and be accounted. We have to be accounted and know who's sitting in the legislature. We need to know who our judges are. You cannot just wait around every 4 years. Every time it's time to vote, people, we need to go out and vote. Our children are counting on us. Because, see, these children become adults, and these adults are still suffering. They still have the trauma. You see, when this happens, when it's a relative, it takes away the child's trust, the child's love. If it's a mother, it takes away that playtime, the fun from her daughter. If it's a father, it takes away the fun time from him being with his son. It takes away the time, the free time, the play time. It takes away the feeling of protection and love and supportiveness and respect that the father, you know, or if it was an uncle that abused them, it takes that, the learning and the development and respectfulness and appropriateness that you learn in relationships. All of that goes out of the window. If that little girl would have survived, she wouldn't have that respect for her father. And what it replaces with is fear and anger and confusion. You lose your growth. Development is lost. You become lonely, confused.
That's right.
Your
growth
is
come on.
The children are not productive anymore. They're just walking around. Their cycle is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so the child now is so confused. And then they grow up. The girls, they don't want to. They're confused. Do I be with a girl? Do I be with a boy? The boys, am I gay? Am I straight? We have all this confusion. If they're raped in the church, I'm supposed to trust the pastor, but the pastor raped the one who raped me.
Come on.
I'm supposed to trust the deacon, but the deacon raped me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We have to love our children and stop touching on them. And then I'm so tired of this, touch not my anointed. You're not anointed if you're touching on the children, the very children that we're bringing into the churches, and then you're filling up on them, and then you're wondering why these children don't want to walk into your brick-and-mortar churches.
Come on. Hallelujah.
These kids don't want to come into your churches because these very churches are the churches where you're pulling them behind in. You're trying to keep them after churches to fill up on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why they don't want to come into your churches. You wonder why they don't want to sing in your choir. Because you're giving them the side eye. You're trying to hug them too long. You're trying to get a hump in. Because I'm going to tell you, fill up on mine. Okay? Because I've been there. And my kids know to tell me. Because, see, the thing that they tell these kids, oh, I'll kill your mom, and they put all that fear. See, parents, you got to know the signs, okay? When your kids all of a sudden start peeing on themselves out of nowhere, start being afraid to come to church, when they see a certain somebody in the church and they're running the other way, or all of a sudden they don't want to go to church no more, or they don't want to go to school no more, or they go from loving their teacher to hating their teacher, or don't want to run track no more when they used to love track, or now they don't want to play basketball no more, or they don't want to go on the church picnics no more. Pay attention to your kids. Stop sitting them in front of a video game. What happened to back in the day when we used to sit around the table and have conversation with our children?
Come on.
Now
mom and dad is in the room. The kids are in their room. Everybody locked up in the room. Nobody's sitting down talking to their kids no more. My daughter come in the room the other day, her friend on the phone crying because her 3-year-old cousin come to her talking about he want to feel up on her butt, something he seen on a video that his mom. Mm. And what is this? Her husband used to be gay.
Mm.
Mm. And then the 3-year-old and the 10-year-old are humping on each other. But the husband used to be gay. The husband used to be gay. And the mama ain't tripping off of it. The mama needs to be investigated. Is the husband still gay? And why is he still in the house?
Amen.
Because you ain't going to be no kind of nothing in the, with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being so in a rush to have a man keeping you warm at night. Because, see, when God bless you with them kids, they became your first priority. You worry about having somebody after them kids is grown and gone. And you wait on God to bless you with somebody. And if that somebody is not serving God like you, then you don't need nobody. Because he need to be a man of God just like you a woman of God, or you don't need him. That's just the way it
Amen.
Is. You don't have no any old body around your children, women. You do not no any old body around your children. Stop being so hard up for a man.
Come on,
it ain't worth your children's. It's not worth your children's sanity. And then your children got to suffer for the rest of their life. Come on now. These babies are gifts from God. And just like Tina said, everybody is not blessed to birth a baby. So if God blesses you, don't throw that gift away. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't let God bless you with these beautiful children. And then you toss them away. And you let somebody climb up on them like that man climb up on his baby. What satisfaction can your grown man, 29 years old, get out of his 10-month-old daughter and then snuff her life out and bust her head open wide? He needs to get everything he deserves. God, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but that baby did not deserve that. He did not deserve that. That baby girl did not deserve that. No child deserved to be beaten.
Come on.
To be sex trafficked, to be raped. No child, no woman, no little boy, no man, no woman need to deserve to be violated. Our bodies are ours. And ours alone, ours to give, not for somebody to take. And we have to suffer with that, with the trauma done to our bodies and to our minds. Some people never get over that. Some people are blessed to get over it, and some never get over it. So to all of those who ever had trauma done to them in any of those ways that Apostle Zeta talked about and that Tina talked about, I pray to God that he will rain down his blessings, that you will just have just a forgetfulness of it all, and that you can someday just forget it and have a newness, and that you can have forgiveness in your heart.
Yeah.
God bless you all. God bless you
Amen.
All.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good word. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. That was so good. The coverage that came forth from
yes.
from Evangelist Michelle Scott. It was just really touching. It really touched me.
Amen.
In more ways than one. I felt it was almost like pain
yes.
for that little 10-month-old, because
yes.
I knew of it myself shortly after it happened. And I was sharing it with others on this week, last week, whenever at the time that it happened. And it just really grieved me to
yes.
That
Amen.
Somebody could be, you know,
Amen.
That. I don't even know what
evil.
To call it. Oh, Lord,
evil.
It's the name for it. But
evil.
Definitely evil. Definitely evil and sinful. Just
yes.
horrible. And his own. And then to go that far. And to just, she probably was dying anyway. And he just
yes.
went on and killed her. And that is just so, so sad, because there's too many women out there that are willing. I mean,
yes, amen.
He didn't have to do that. He didn't have
yes,
to do
amen.
It. No, so that's very hurtful. So I'm glad that she shared that, and then she shared
yes.
About the disabled one, and
yes.
we didn't really pay attention to that because they are very vulnerable. And
yes.
oftentimes they've gone through so much themselves that even just for somebody to just notice them is enough.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that
Apostle Zeta.
I'm sorry.
Apostle Zeta, when you're finished, ma'am, may I please have a word?
Oh, sure. Sure, go ahead.
You want me to go now? Oh, okay. What I want to
okay,
say
and
in
I'll
the same vein,
later. Yeah,
yes, ma'am. In the same
okay.
vein as Apostle Zeta was in, what I want to say to the parents is that right now my heart is breaking. Been there, know what it's like. So my heart is breaking. Parents, this is what I want to say to you. We live in a world today where we cannot give anyone, do you hear me, anyone, the benefit of the doubt. Parents are far too quick because they're the Boy Scout leader, or they're the youth pastor, or they're, you know, they're the neighborhood, the neighbor, that nice neighbor that wants to be so helpful. You need to know who your children are going with. I don't
Amen.
Care if it's preschool. You know, if you have a small child, you put your child in daycare. Put your child in daycare close to your job, where you can show up at that daycare center anytime during the day. We have to be more proactive. We've got to know where our kids are going. You know, that's my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend. Yeah, but what about that friend's daddy? What about that friend's mama? And I love what my sister said about these sisters that are so desperate to be with a man that they'll take just anything. And ladies, let me tell you something. There are predators out there that are looking for you because you have small children. They want to get into your house. They want to groom your children. And you sit right there and watch them do it. Because
Amen.
You don't pay attention to the signs. You
Amen.
Oh, my man takes my babies to school. My man picks my babies up. Yeah, okay. So what else can they do in that time span between there and the school?
Amen.
You know, we are far too complacent on our watch. You know, you look at, like the sister said, my sister said, you see the signs, you watch your kids, they don't want to go to the church. They don't want to be around the pastor. I've been in situations that I've heard of situations where pastors have been accused and found guilty of molesting children. And you know what the church did? They want to keep it in the church. Let me tell you something. If I ever find out any servant leader touches any child and they're anywhere close to me in my vicinity, I only got two questions for them. Do you want me to drive you to the police force, the police station, or do you want them to come and get you? This is
Amen.
Not something that can be taken care of in the church. A predator is a predator is a predator. And if you let that predator stay the head of that church and he abuses another child, guess what? You're all guilty.
Amen.
Because you
Amen.
Knew it and
Amen.
You did nothing.
Amen.
You did nothing. So my heart breaks when I hear these stories. I hadn't even planned to speak tonight, but this makes me so, so over the top.
Amen.
Because babies
Amen.
Are being broken. They're being
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
And there Thank are actually you. Some mothers who knows there's something wrong with that man, who knows there's something deviant about that man. And
yeah.
they see how that man is looking at their daughter, their 15-year-old
yeah.
daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do? They go jump on the daughter. You trying to take my man. What is your man doing looking at a 15-year-old?
Amen.
Amen.
That's abuse,
Amen.
Ladies.
Amen.
That's abuse.
Amen.
You blame the child for what a grown man is doing. And to my babies that are sitting in this chat room, you 17-year-old, you 15-year-old, you 12-year-old, let me tell you something. If somebody is touching you, you have done nothing to deserve that. And you are guilty of nothing but being violated. You are not a bad person. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't have any defect. You just had the misfortune of running into somebody with a defective mind, with a deviant mind. You need to know, my beloved little children, that God loves you and he didn't create you for this.
My God.
And don't
my
you
God.
Let nobody tell you that you're damaged goods.
My God.
When you do this to a child and they have to walk around with that guilt and that shame, it's like my sister said, how do you expect them to grow up to their full potential? I'm hurt because we got way too many people calling themselves pastor and apostle and bishop, but yet they have children who come into their church houses, who are being abused, and they don't see the signs.
No.
Nor do they speak one word of hope, one word of comfort. Not one word do they speak on the subject.
Hallelujah.
So those babies leave just as broken as they were when they came in there.
Yeah.
It is time for servant leaders to learn how to minister to the families and to those babies.
Yes.
Do not continue to stick your head in the sand. Do not continue to let silence be the silent killer.
Amen.
Because that's what your silence does. It kills their hope. It kills their spirit. They don't feel protected. They don't feel worthy. They don't feel anything but numb. And then you want to act all appalled. You want to be all self-righteous.
Thank you.
When they get out there and they turn to drugs and they turn to alcohol and they're promiscuous.
Yeah.
Then you want to sit up and beat your chest. Talk about what's wrong with these kids. No, what's wrong with you?
Amen.
What's wrong with you?
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. I'm sorry. I got kind of emotional.
No,
but I just
don't
have to get
sorry.
That out. I have to get that out of my spirit.
That
I have
to
get it
be.
Out.
That needed to be stated, and I like what you brought out, because we one of the things that we really have to allow children to know that's been through this kind of thing is to let them know that it's not their fault, that they're not guilty. They could not have protected themselves, that they were in a position where they were should have been protected, and they were violated, and that's bad. That's bad, and they need to know. They need to know that there are bad people that will do things to little kids.
I'm so tired of them.
And the other thing is that you brought out was or someone did. I think it might have been maybe both of you, Evangelist Michelle, or you, or both stated that it's okay for them to tell.
Yes. Need to tell
somebody.
Yes.
And then we need to tell them that they can tell. They can, if you know who they can tell, we need to tell them to tell that person. And so that they go to the right person. I had a little girl one time as a foster child. Beautiful little girl. She came to me because of that. It was an incest situation. And the little girl was at school, and you know how they were going around the schools and they were teaching the children about bad touches, good touches, and things like that. Well, I wish they wouldn't have stopped, and maybe they haven't in some areas. But anyway, this little girl was there. And they started packing up all of their gear and stuff, and they were getting ready to walk out. They were finished with what they talked about. And they had a whole room of children. And this little girl raised her hand, and she says, wait a minute, I have something to tell you. And she told it right then and there.
Amen.
And that very night she was brought to me.
Wow.
And yes. And at that time, she was only 7 years old, and it was her own biological father.
Oh my goodness!
It's bad enough if it's any father or any person. It's bad enough, but it was her own biological father, and yes, and he actually tried to cause problems for me because he was trying to get her back. And the mom was in a domestic violence situation, so she was afraid. And because she wasn't willing to take her little child and rear her by herself, she got taken away. I'm talking permanently and adopted, as far as I know.
My Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
So, what you said needed to be stated, really needed to be, because, and then also I think Evangelist Michelle mentioned the fact that people need to be concerned about who their child is with, who they leave with, because you've got to know, you've really got to know for sure, who has your child's best interest.
That's right.
Yeah. And it certainly shouldn't be abusive, and definitely not sexual. Amen.
That's right.
So,
amen,
and then,
Apostle.
And you, Bishop Shirlene, mentioned the fact about, you know, a person allowing a male person to take her little girl to school every morning. Every morning.
Yeah.
And then picking her up every day when he should have been
out working or trying
to find a job. So that would have made me very suspicious. And it wouldn't happen. But she allowed it, and he was quite a perpetrator, and he's serving time now. He's in prison. It wasn't only that little girl, but it was other little girls and a little boy. I think it was a total of four or five. And I watched him because I began to notice that he made friends with women that had little girls.
See?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, and I tried to warn this person, and she wouldn't listen to me. So anyway, I'm off of that story, but he's serving time right now.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. And I was threatened.
My Lord.
But God. My protector.
Well, God.
Amen.
Come on.
Sometimes we have to just put ourselves in a position to spare somebody else, and especially the child, and speak up. You know, and speak
and
know that God is going to protect you because you're doing what is right
thing. Yes,
amen.
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 So I'm going to turn it back over to. To Bishop Shirlene.
This devotional. Amen.
Because I wasn't watching the time, and then there's a few other
things.
It's all
right. It's
share,
all right, Apostle.
Is it
all? You're all right, Apostle. You got this. I got you. Don't worry.
Okay. But it's some really good stuff have come forth from each of you. And it needs to be talked about. And oftentimes, as you were saying, it's too many times shrugged up under the rug. You know.
Yeah. They just turn their head.
And we need to deal with it. We really need to deal with it. And I won't go into domestic violence tonight, but I do want to say this part is that oftentimes children are traumatized.
Yes, by domestic
violence. Because they have seen violence.
Yes.
And they have seen that in their homes, their dad beating up their mother,
and then
they can't do anything about it. They can't. These little kids can't fight back, and so they see that and they grow up with that, and it impacts
and
their own lives because especially boys when they have seen that, oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes they will beat their wives. In the future, when they get married, or their girlfriends, and I've done workshops on teen violence also. It happens with the teens too. The boys take control over their cell phones, over their money, over their car.
That's right.
If they have one.
Come
whatever.
On, make it plain.
And they will do that. But some of them have seen their father, their own father's reactions toward their mother, and it wasn't loving and kind. It was mean and abusive and hurtful.
That's right.
And so then that becomes like a cycle, you know.
Yes.
They grow up and be the same way. But then on the other hand, we also see some that grow up totally different. Like I want to mention Reverend Al Miles because he is a African American minister. Not that that matters because I have some white ones on my list as well. In fact, one of them is a deputy sheriff that's very much against domestic violence and any kind of violence. And so, but I wanted to mention Reverend Al Miles because he deals quite a lot in all kind. Well, I won't say all kinds of abuse, but definitely domestic violence and teen violence.
Yes.
He really gets into that. So I'll share more about that next week when we talk about. But I do want to recommend his book because his book says a lot, and he has a few out. One of them is Violence in Families. It's a book that every Christian family should have.
Amen.
He has another one that's what every pastor should know concerning domestic violence.
Come on.
And then there's the other person I mentioned, the deputy sheriff, has one out, and I'm gonna give you the name of it in a minute. Looks
Amen.
Like one of my kids might have moved it, but then there's another one I wanted to mention, and it's just simply says it shouldn't hurt to be a kid, and it's about healing and brokenness in children, and that's by Patricia Rushford, and then a few years back, we had a person that's very, very involved in child abuse because she was abused, and I have her book, and her book is I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to think of the title of it. Anyway, it has to be with being silent, and it's something like don't be silent. And because she was silent for a long time, after church, it was a habit every Sunday that her own biological grandfather took her out to get ice cream, and she was sexually abused by him.
My Lord.
So, Dr. Aynisha teaches on that also, and even
Amen.
About it being even a cycle in families sometimes,
yes.
where there's
Amen.
A repeat. Mm-hmm. It may have
there
been the daughter, and then it becomes the granddaughter. And so that kind of a thing. But anyway, I wanted to definitely mention those books, and I'll mention
Amen.
The other one next Monday. But this has been good, and I'm gonna turn it back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook. And if
Thank you.
When she has the question and answer part of it, if I think of something, I'll push my one. But
you don't
I'm
have to push your one. You don't have to push your one. Apostle,
well,
your mic stays live. Okay.
Well, that's so you'll see
Amen.
That I have something else. But the other book I wanted to mention, and we'll get more into that next week about warnings of potential abusers, because we need to watch for that. Not that we're just
yes.
looking and examining everybody, but sometimes there are some real
Be
specific
mindful.
Things that we
mm-hmm.
can miss if we don't take stock of it. You know, if
yes.
it seems strange to you, you need to watch. You know,
yes.
and the Bible says, watch and pray. So,
pray.
In this book, it talks a little bit more about that, the warning signs of potential abusers and some clues to help single women avoid marrying an abuser. Because I married an abuser, and when I married him, I thought that I was safe because he was a bishop.
Well,
so
now.
I did think
Lord,
and it was not so.
He, showed you.
He was far from it. So we have to really be careful, women. I know somebody was bringing that out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So each of you really shared a lot for the time that was allotted to us tonight. A lot have come out, and it's a blessing. Because we
Amen.
Need to help make people more aware that this is an epidemic. Some little
this
child
is
being abused all of the time, every day, every hour,
Amen.
Every so many minutes. It's happening.
Yes, it's happening.
Yes,
all over the world.
All over the world. And in some countries, yes. If you can say worse, it's even worse.
It's worse.
Because, you know, there is no law.
There is no law.
Even if it's reported, they will put them right back with their abuser, no matter how old
mm-hmm.
they are.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So
Amen.
It's back over to you, Bishop
yes, ma'am.
Cook.
Thank you, Apostle
Amen.
Zeta. I
Amen.
Just, you know,
and thank you
I just,
for allowing it to be.
Oh, it's
the book,
my blessing.
The name of the book is Refuge, A Pathway
Amen.
Out of Domestic
Amen.
Violence and Abuse by Detective Sergeant Donald Stewart. Okay.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. We
Amen.
Know this is a very sensitive topic to some of you, but I am determined. I am committed to having the people of God be aware and having the faith-based community come together. And we need to lift our voices. We need to be the barrier, the shield between a child and an abuser. Am I telling you to put yourself in harm's way? No. I'm telling you to watch, to pray, and to report. That's what I'm telling you to do. So now, if you have a comment, if you would like to make a comment, ask a question, Apostle Zeta, I just want to let you know that we have a young lady in the chat room. And she says she's never, and I praise God for this, she says she's never heard any church discuss this. And I praise God because that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to talk about what they won't tell you in the pulpit. We're going to tell you what they don't discuss in the pulpit. You're going to get the whole shebang-a-bang right here on Spirit Alive because we don't play. We are not scared of any devils from the hell, okay? We are going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on Spirit Alive.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. God is concerned about the whole man, just not our spiritual being. He cares about the whole man.
That's right.
And if there's a problem down here on this earth, trust me, Jesus has addressed it in that Bible. And we need to start using our Bibles and praying and being in the Holy Spirit. So our eyes can see what we're really looking at. Now, again, if you have a comment, please press your 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to join this conversation. I will address you by the last, your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. I am looking for ones right now. Does anybody have a comment or question before I go to the Spirit Alive staff? I always go to the Spirit Alive staff because they are anointed, they speak truth, and we are a family. This is a family ministry. A family ministry. Amen. So what I'm going to do is let me see if I see any. Okay, we're going to go to area code 510. Last 4 digits, Mother Matisse in the house. Amen. Here we go. Good evening,
Bishop Cook.
Good evening, Mother Matisse.
Apostle, ladies, you are supposed to teach, and it needs to be brought out, children are a gift from God. Children should have to suffer and be neglected. And I'm not that violent person, but to see somebody, I mean, I'm just saying, if I know or hear about on the news, somebody has a molested child, I can watch their neck get broke. I can watch their neck get broke, and I wouldn't feel a pain. I wouldn't feel no pain. They know better. The children are vulnerable. I pray for the little children all over the world, even in the hospital, in the hospital, I pray for the orphans, some of the homeless, some of the sick, some of the elderly, even people in the hospital, some of the homeless, some of the sick, some of the elderly, even people in the hospital, behind bars. I constantly pray these prayers. for the person who is sitting on the teacher for tomorrow. And for anybody to violate a child's right, I could watch them get run in my car.
Well,
I'm sorry. I didn't feel nothing because they know better. They know better. And some of these parents they have children, but they don't want nobody to molest them. They but they're going to mess somebody up. You need to tell me all these men and women walking out here. You can't get a girlfriend and more things about the mess of a child. Oh, no, 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 no. And I felt your pain. I felt your pain, Mr. Cook. I felt your pain.
Yes, ma'am.
I knew
yes,
I
ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
It's so pitiful. It's so pitiful. It's so stupid. I got to tell you this. It's a little Latin girl, Cuban girl. I think this happened over 2 years ago. The mother and her boyfriend killed the little girl. She's 8 or 9 years old. They killed that child and stuffed that child's body in a black duffel bag. I tell you, I got so upset and angry, I didn't know what to do. And these stupid women listen to these men, like what you said, and some of these men tell them, oh, if you got children, you're going to have to get rid of your children. I don't want no children.
No.
If I had a child, I don't have children. But if I had a children, a man can't accept my child or my children. He can't accept me.
You got to get to stepping.
And these women are
Amen.
And they neglect their children. No, you don't neglect your child for nobody, no man or nobody else.
Right.
You can't tell your
That's
child
right.
and children.
That's
and
right.
I just keep children in prayer because it's just so sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. Children don't have no voice. No voice. And when we see something wrong, we need to tell authorities. We really do. And the children
Amen.
Need to tell.
Amen.
They show people that's
Amen.
Grown today. Priests, the Catholic priests, and molested them. I'm like, you know what? These people are sick. They're so sick.
They're sick. Amen,
and
Mother Mackie.
People like that. If somebody put a gun to their head, please forgive me, Lord. But somebody put a gun in their head and blow their brains out, I wouldn't feel nothing because they know better. They know better. That's a child.
Yes, ma'am. They know better.
That's
yes,
children.
Ma'am. Mother Mackie, I want to thank you.
It makes me angry. It really
it makes
me angry.
It makes us all angry. But we're going to see it now. We're going to see it now. We might just
yes,
want. We might want to drive. We might want to run over with our cars, but we can't. We can't. The Lord
Amen.
Will teach you. Amen. We're going to do right. We're going to do right in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mackie. I love you so much. All right, we're going to go to Harriet Holmes.
I love you, too. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. We're going to go to Harriet Holmes. We love you so much, ma'am. And thank you for always coming and showing your support. We really appreciate it. We're going to go to, now we're going to go to area code 510-9691. Come on in the room.
Good evening. This is Sister Givens.
Good morning. Good evening, Sister Givens.
The voice sounds like, I can hear it clearer now, but I just want to thank each speaker who spoke tonight. It just hurt my heart to hear that story about that young baby, and there are so many others out there, and the people who need to listen to the topics that you express and send out to the public, they're the ones that need to hear what's going on. And I just pray and hope that God will change their hearts and the laws will become stricter to take care of those who abuse the elders, who abuse the youth and us and abuse their wives and their husbands. It's just so much out, and we have so many things in this world now to worry about and to hear about an abusive parent or an abusive husband or just an abusive person. It just makes my heart ache. So I just to commend all of you for the beautiful comments that you made tonight, and I love you all.
Thank you,
and
Mother
I'm not
Givens.
Take
we
up
love
any
you.
More time.
Oh, well, God bless you, Mother Givens. We love you. You know, we love you, and we thank you for coming and sharing with us. You know, this is something, and we have to, you know, when we are just in our daily lives, we need to share this information. We need to simply just know that we are reaching people. Right now, I'm going to go ahead on since I don't see another one. I'm going to go down to, we're going to go down Arizona way. Apostle Holloway, sir, do you have a comment or some words of encouragement?
I just want to give God praise, glory, and honor, and I thank God for the speakers tonight. It's on my heart. Bishop Cook says, my heart breaks. My heart hurts. Our ministry, our vision is to have a place, a ranch for the bruised and battered women and children.
Yes.
And I'm putting it out there. Philadelphia Christian Fellowship International Ministry is looking for people who want to donate to the ministry so that we can purchase this place for those who have been bruised and battered. We missed this past week. We were going to take the class. It's a week's class, and when we miss the class, we're gonna get into the next one. But we know from experience, firsthand, we know in our ministry, we had a little child. We were in the transitional house, and we were babysitting someone's child, and every time we would put the child to bed, they would start crying and they would start hollering. So we went to the authorities because it wasn't normal, and we took her to the authorities, and they checked her out, and they found that she was okay. She hadn't been molested, but something was off. We as children and we as adults, we've got to be aware. I was watching a TV program on Dateline, I think it was, and this lady had five girls, and she was going to church every Sunday. She was doing the right thing, and she came in the church one Sunday and sat down next to this man, and this man says, "Oh, I see. Are those your daughters?" And she says, "Yes." And then before you knew it, she had married this man, and he was with them for a while, and then he quit his job, and he said, "I'm going to preach," and he started preaching. And before you know it, she came into the restroom one Sunday morning, and he was molesting her daughter.
Oh my Lord.
He said, oh, don't say nothing. I'll quit. And before you know it, she caught him again. But this time he beat her up and he killed the mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Lord Jesus. My Lord.
And stuffed her in the freezer.
Jesus.
Wow.
We've got to be watchful. We've got to be. Yeah, you want a husband, but let God show you who he is.
Yeah.
Let him show you who he is.
Yeah.
It's not about what you feel. It's not about what it looks like. It's about
Amen.
What God says.
That's right.
These
yes.
men,
Amen.
They come to the church house. They come to the church house looking for a woman, and especially if she got children. One thing I want to say, I admire my wife's pastor. when I came to that church, because my bishop's wife told me to go down there and get into the prayer after our service. But her pastor was watching. He was watching and he was looking. My mind wasn't. My mind was on being God. My mind was on obeying God. And he, and when we came to him, and we said to him, Pastor, we're going, I want to marry your daughter. He said, I knew it. He'd been watching. That's what a shepherd is for. That's a shepherd.
Yes.
Amen.
To be watchful. These men come in these churches saying, "Yay! I go to church every Sunday. Yeah, I go to church Sunday with you." And then when they get married, you don't see him no more.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Thank you.
We got to be very careful. So I'm putting it out there that with this ministry, we are looking for whoever wants to be a part of a ministry that is going to work in this capacity. Apostle Zeta is on our board, and Apostle Zeta is volunteered to be our director for the program. So we're looking for those who want to be, who God will send to us to be a part of the program. So I letting those know that we're standing up against this, and if we see it, we gonna call it out. We're going to do spiritual warfare, but we're going to the police.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Let's go to the wall for these kids.
The authorities.
Amen.
I don't care
who
you are.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. I'm telling you, you're going to jail. You're going down. At this time, I want to have my little spiritual twin coming to the room, Evangelist Cassie Horton. Come on in this room and bless the people.
Amen.
You know, God bless you all. God bless you. Everything I heard, amen. But I'm Bishop, I'm sorry you called my name. That is demonic. That's demonic.
Demonic
can be so low and evil. That's demonic.
Amen.
And now people making it seem like it's all right. They got countries. They actually literally have cruises to those countries so you can go molest children. It's because there's no law. That's demonic.
Amen. It is.
And every preacher, I don't care what his preacher, I don't care what the title is, priest, preacher, bishop, papa, go to jail.
Amen.
I'm going to jail. God help me.
Go directly to jail.
God help me. God help me.
Yeah. We be rolling. We be rolling.
I don't care if they build the jail on that person. That would be fine for me.
They can put them under the jail.
They don't
we
deserve.
Amen.
Now, don't give me. I know we're supposed to pray for them. And that's what the Lord said, do.
Yes.
But this gets very emotional, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm like Nehemiah. Take them out.
And so cold and so cool. See, I'm almost like that other sister. Take them out. You ain't got to worry about
take them
mama,
out.
But that ain't the right answer.
That ain't the right attitude, you want to.
But put him in jail. Take him out of society. Just take that person, him or her. I'm going to put them hers in there now. Him and
put
her,
hers
take
in there
them
too.
Out of society.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Okay?
There
okay,
you go.
Who does it? I have worked with girls, and I'm going to get off. And I've heard their story.
Yes,
and they
ma'am.
Wait a minute. Junior high school, they are so promiscuous. In junior
yes.
high school, I didn't even know what sex was in junior high school, hardly. Okay?
I'm telling
and
you.
They are promiscuous because somebody has destroyed them.
Yes.
They turned that little boy
says,
out who would have been a man, now think he's a woman. They got turned out.
No, that's demonic.
That's demonic.
I'm in agreement with everybody said. I'm in agreement with everything you said. Glory to God. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to ask God to, you know, just save him. Do something.
Well, yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise him. I love you. I love you. Well, I love you, Sister Kathy. May I just speak to the global issues? Do you know that in China, they actually put children in brothels as young as 7 years old? And there are businessmen, American businessmen, men from all over the world go there. So they can buy these children. So they can molest these children. So they can rape these children. And you know the sad part about it is the families are so poor that they actually offer their children up.
Amen.
That's sad.
Because they're trying to survive.
Amen.
But that is their reality. They're sold into servitude. They service the brothels. They are expected to bring, they still don't get to send any money home. But men actually go to these places like China, certain places in Japan. They go to certain places in India because little children are being sold. Sold.
Yeah, that's true.
Bought and sold. Like property, like a commodity.
Never cruise to the Philippines.
That is true.
That's right. And the younger, the better. The younger they are, the more money they get. So they're using our babies as revenue. And they're getting rich while these children are left broken, feeling used, feeling dirty, feeling unwanted, unloved, uncared for. And then they have to deal with the fact that it was their mother and father that offered them up. Can you imagine what that child must feel? Can you imagine being sold to the highest bidder so your family could eat? My Lord and my God, we live in a demonic world. We live in a very demonic world. And there are people, and Satan is turning it up. We are in our last days, and he is trying to take out our younger generation because they are our future. But we have too many parents offering our kids up to the enemy. We've got too many parents that are slack on their job. They're not paying attention. They want the TV to raise the kids. They want the video games to raise the kids. They want the pastors to raise the kids. They want everybody to raise kids but the one God gave them to.
Amen.
We have to pay attention. And I want to commend you, Apostle Zeta, for just standing, because I just want you to know this, next month, all November, this bothers me so bad, I had to. Next month, we are going to be teaching pastors how to minister to victims of incest. We are going to teach pastors and caregivers and other spiritual leaders how to minister to victims. Survivors of sex trafficking. We are going to minister to those.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to minister to these pastors about how to talk to these children about incest.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? I got a word for the abusers. I'm going to be talking to all you folks and y'all children that want to move back in on your parents and take over, mistreat them. Oh, I'm going to be talking to you too. Because you definitely need a word.
Amen.
But Apostle Zeta, I'm going to turn this back over to you. I don't see any more ones. If anyone else would like to say something, please press your one so that you can be a part of this conversation. I want to thank everyone that has spoken. And again, Apostle Zeta, you know I'm in your corner 100%.
No.
I support you. And the work that you have been doing for over 20 years, almost 30 years, just like me,
But I want to commend you for sticking to your guns and for staying on the wall and for just having a heart for all of God's people. So I'm going to turn the program back over to you. You can have your final comments, and I will close.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a scripture that I want to share. There's a scripture that I would like to share, and it's for our protection. And I thought about it really for the sake of women, but it fits for all of us. It says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the." I'm sorry. This is Psalm 140, verse 1. And I could read a few. But anyway, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Because we, you know, some of us tonight to share it, we've been there before. So we know.
Yes.
And we know how it
feels.
We know the hurt. We know the pain. We know the scars.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And so that's why I believe that the Lord has called us to this, and you have my back too, and all of you, because it's got to change. It has to change.
Yes, ma'am.
Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. And I'm going to read the next
Amen.
Which imagine mischiefs in their heart, to start with. Continually they are gathered together for war. And as Evangelist Kathy Horton was saying, it's demonic, and it is. It is demonic. When it's carried out to the extent that we're talking about tonight, it is demonic. And it says they have sharpened their tongues like serpents. Adders, poison under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of those wicked, and preserve me from the violent man who have purposed
Lord.
To overthrow my goings. Amen.
Yes.
And that's
Amen.
What it was all about, to prevent us from
ma'am.
Being whole. God made us to be whole, and these things, these demonic things come up against us to prevent us from being whole.
Being whole, amen. Say that.
If we're not whole, we're not likely to be all that God has called us to be or
That's
to carry
right.
out our purpose and our destiny in life. But we know that the devil is a liar, and we're coming against him. We're going to make war in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to share for now, and I'm going to give it back over you to close us out.
Yes, ma'am. First and foremost, I would just like
thank
to
you
thank
you personally, Bishop Shirlene Cook.
Oh, Mom, you're welcome.
And we're in this together. You know, it's not
yes, we
my
are.
Thing.
We are family ministry.
My thing at all. It's just that I've been through it in different kinds of ways, even to the point, and then I'm going to stop. I'm going to just share this. I was taken one time to a cemetery, and my life was threatened. My life was threatened. I was told if I don't, I'm going to die, and you'll be just you'll be over behind one of those tombstones that you see right now, and I have to look at them. But God spared me.
Yes.
He really did spare me. So I just wanted to just share that, and that ain't all, but that was bad enough for me. And
Amen.
So, you know, it is evil, and it is demonic.
Yes,
Amen.
It is.
All right.
First of all, I would just like to thank Laboring Together to End Violence. I'd like to thank you, Apostle Zeta. I would like to thank, on your behalf, I would like to thank Advocate Tina Brown, Evangelist Michelle Scott. I would like to thank everyone for their comments, Mother Mattie, Mother Givens, Apostle Holloway, my dear sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton. We stand together. We are a united front. We are going to defeat the devil with the word of
Amen.
God.
Amen. Yes.
That's how we're going to do it. We're going to stand on God's word. We're going to stand on God's promises, and we're going to go in his Holy Ghost boldness.
Oh, yes.
No child deserves to be hurt in any kind of way.
That's right.
And we are going to, we're putting the predators on notice.
Yes.
We're coming.
Yes.
We're coming.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we're coming. And
yes.
we're coming with the Lord on our side. So we're
That's
going
right.
to be victorious.
Amen.
We will be victorious.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
and
you,
I just
Jesus.
Want to say, you know, this is very close to my heart because I don't have children. I'm one of them women that would have loved to have had children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I see mothers with beautiful children,
mm-hmm.
and these children are being hurt because of their negligence, their
mm.
lack of attention,
yeah.
their
yes.
complacency,
yes.
it hurts.
It hurts.
Hurts. It hurts because a woman like me thinks if I had that child, I wouldn't have let that happen.
All right.
I wouldn't have let that happen to that child.
Amen.
So it is close to my heart. And I do praise God for this program and for all of you that care enough to come out and let
yeah.
the world know that we as a faith-based community and we as believers in Jesus Christ, we stand against all demonic spirits, all of them, all
yeah.
of them.
That's right.
And we are going to be praying. And I'm sorry, I'm like Nehemiah. Take them out. We want them gone.
Yes.
Because they are hurting our babies. So
Amen.
Let me pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just praise you right now for all that our ears have heard on this evening. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your people were educated, that they were also encouraged, and they were empowered, Lord God, with information
Amen.
That will cause them to sit up and pay attention to their children.
Yes.
And Lord God, we come once again praying for the children, asking you please deliver them from
yes,
the evil one.
Lord.
Deliver them, Father God. Do
yes.
it for us, Lord God. We're standing
yes,
together
Lord.
In agreement. We're praying, God, fervently
yes.
that you move.
Yes.
Expose
yes.
these predators, Father God, so that they may be put in their rightful place. We
yes.
know that you said vengeance is yours. And you shall repay. So, Lord,
right.
we're asking you to do it. We're asking
yes.
you to move, Father God. We're asking
yes.
you to put, be a hedge of protection around these
oh,
children.
God.
We're
yes.
asking, Father God, that you would open the eyes of these parents, Father God. We pray in the
it.
Name of Jesus that you would have the family unit refocus on
yes.
what's important.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's time to refocus. We need to watch,
yeah.
Father God. Help us to watch. Help us to pray. Help us to act, Lord God. Let us
yes.
not keep silent
yes.
anymore about this pandemic called child abuse.
Mm.
Lord,
Jeez.
Let us be your voice.
Jeez.
Continue
Jeez.
To let us be your voice. We'll be your hands. We'll be your feet.
Yes, we will.
We'll be what you need us to be, Lord God, if we should
yes.
just save one child. One.
Oh, God.
God, we just want to save one. Just one.
Yes, yes, yes.
We would be so
yes,
grateful, Lord.
Lord
God.
Yes.
We would be
Heal
so
their
grateful.
Hurts, God. Heal their hurts.
Heal their hurts. Mm. Renew their minds, Lord God.
Yes,
Touch their
yes,
hearts,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
And
Jesus.
Do not allow them to have lingering and lasting scars.
Mm.
I pray against that spirit of addiction that comes upon
yes,
children
yes,
that have
yes.
been molested. I pray against
yes.
those spirits of alcoholism, drug abuse,
yes.
promiscuity,
yes.
Father God.
Oh, yes.
We
yes.
pray, Lord God, that they would heal, you would heal their brokenness. Your word says you are close to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
But, Father,
yes.
some of them are so little, they don't even know what brokenhearted means.
Mm.
But we know you do.
Yes.
We know
yes.
you do.
Yes,
and we know
Father
you sit
God.
High and you look low and you see everything. Nothing escapes
yes.
your attention.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
So, Lord, we come humbly.
Yes,
we come
Lord.
Sincerely.
Oh,
just saying,
yes,
Lord, deliver the
yes.
babies.
Yes.
Deliver them from the evil one in your mighty,
God.
Son's name. We plead the blood of Jesus over these babies.
Yes, right now.
We plead the blood of Jesus over the babies in America, in China, in India, in Japan, in the Philippines. Lord, we pray for children all over this world. Wherever a child is being hurt, Lord, wherever a child is being abused, wherever a child is being raped, molested, Lord God, we're praying because we know you see it.
Yes, you do.
So, Father, we just ask that you bless. Bless them.
Lord.
Bring them up out, Lord.
Yes,
bring them
Lord.
Up out. Because you have the power.
Lord,
we love your babies and we love you.
Yes, we do.
And we just want to thank you for allowing us
thank
to go
Lord.
Out over the airways and tell the whole world that we love our babies and we love you. And I just praise you, Father God, for every sold out believer that's in this room that was not afraid to speak up and speak out.
Oh, Jesus.
We call a thing a thing, Father God.
Oh, yes.
It's demonic. And we know you hate evil.
Oh, God.
So, Father, we're just asking in your precious name to have your way.
Have
your
way,
let
your
will be done, Father.
Yes.
Have your way. We pray this and all other things in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Family, this has been Bishop Shereen Cook. And I was honored tonight to be able to host the Laboring Together to End Violence Child Abuse Awareness Forum. We pray that you will continue to be mindful, watchful, prayerful for our children. I want to thank everyone that is here. I want to thank all of the young people in our chat rooms, all three of them. I want to thank our friends that joined us on Skype. And to our friends that are listening via the computer, God bless you. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta Flowers, the entire Spirit Alive family, and myself, pray that you continue to have a blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, and we love you.
We love you. I love you, too.
Amen.
I love you all.
God bless you. Good night. Just messed up the stove in front of here.